Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. The phone number here is 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So the cleanup phase of the war has begun in earnest. It has begun. In fact, an MSNBC reporter, it is so cool having 500 reporters embedded with the military units. It's just too cool. An MSNBC reporter was out in Iraq, in southern Iraq, with Marines, and there was an air siren because there were missiles fired by Iraq, and so he said, it was funny what he said. He said, you know, I should be seeking shelter, but hey, these Iraqi missiles, they can't aim those things. They don't hit what they want them to hit. I think I'm fine. And so he just stayed outdoors doing his live report. You can't, I mean, that the tone of his voice, you just can't get that kind of information off out of a newspaper. It's just too much. So it's cool. It's good to have the media there, I think, when it's possible in a military operation. It's a good thing. Hey, among the jokes that we told Monday night against the French, one was about them putting up more of a fight against McDonald's than they did against the Nazis. Well, they're at it again. Today, French anti-war protesters failed to stop Saddam. They failed to stop the war, but they did destroy a McDonald's in Paris. They destroyed a McDonald's restaurant in Paris. Of all things. I mean, what's wrong with these people? They're just lunatics. You know, Doug McBurney's been making fun of the French for the past 3 years. He was 3 years ahead of the rest of the media. Well, the war has started in earnest. The liberation of Iraq, 23 million people who have been imprisoned in Iraq for the last 30 years or so. So our ground troops have broken through the border with no American casualties, despite a handful of missiles and one crashed Iraqi plane. So Iraq has lost a plane and a boat so far, and a few buildings downtown Baghdad. Infantrymen rode in under a thundering barrage of artillery to begin the ground war, and it was nighttime. In darkness, with the support of heavy bombing, the 1st Marine Division entered Iraq at 9 o'clock local time. So it turns out the Marines encountered some resistance, not a lot so far. But in one case, they opened fire with machine guns and then destroyed an Iraqi T-55 tank with a portable anti-tank missile that we call a javelin. What else is going on? British Royal Marine Commandos are also inside Iraq now as part of the ground war. According to the Associated Press, by the way, our phone number 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. According to the Associated Press, by taking southern Iraq, the Allies will command access to the Persian Gulf and set the stage for the first major conquest on the way to Baghdad, Basra, Iraq's second largest city, just 20 miles from the Kuwaiti border. So our Marines are passing oil wells that were set on fire by Saddam's thugs. And the oil wells are pouring thick black smoke into the air and burning up millions of dollars of Iraqi national wealth, going up in smoke. And so Iraq launched missiles they said they did not have, missiles which show that the liberals who thought, well, Iraq is not violating their agreements to disarm, that show that Iraq was, and the conservatives were right and the liberals were wrong. How could that be? How could it be that the conservatives were right and the liberals were wrong? You know, warfare is a dose of reality that liberals can't hardly stand. They can't hardly stand it because their big thing is that men are basically good. When the Bible says that men are sinners and that men have to be constrained by government, otherwise they will steal and commit adultery and fornicate and perjure themselves. And the history of the world is man's inhumanity to man. And so we have God set up institutions, three institutions, by which individuals hopefully will be restrained from doing the evil things that they're inclined to do. And those three things are the family, the church, and the government. Those are three institutions God designed to restrain us. And there are aspects of those institutions that do bring about restraint from what individuals would want to do. But liberals, they like to throw off the constraints of family and church and government, and that the government has no right to legislate morality, which is about the only thing it does, it should do. And that families, a couple examples, a family is what anything is a family. Who's ever doing the family thing, as they say on Sesame Street, is a family. So if it's two homosexuals, if it's a homosexual and some other species, whatever it is, if it's a harem, it's a family. And how Hollywood constantly tries to undermine the authority of families. How do they do that, Hollywood? Well, one example, they mock any family where the father encourages the son to take over his work, his business, all the goodwill he's developed in the community for 40 years and all the wealth he's generated by building up a business. And if the father wants the son to follow in his footsteps, Hollywood, whenever they address that, they mock it. They mock it. And of course, how they attempt to undermine the role of the church. All these things so that you can throw off the restraint that would come upon men through government and family and church. Well, let's see here. So Iraq launched a few missiles into Kuwait, and two may have been struck down by our Patriot anti-missile missiles. Boy, that'd be good news, huh? If that happened. Boy, I hope so. That's the reports anyway, and those Patriots are cool. I'd like to tell you about some of our videos, and I'm going to go real quickly. I'll speak quicker than I know I should, and if you listen as fast as you can, we'll get through some of these. You can order our videos by calling 1-800-8-NYART. We have a video titled Mount Moriah, the Evidence for the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. God and the Death Penalty, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. A Bible Tour of Israel. Hey, we went to Israel. We brought along a cameraman. Now you could see for yourself the evidence in Israel for the truth of the stories in the Bible. Get Out of the Matrix. That's when I got to debate a philosophy class on the subject of good and evil. Does good and evil exist? Right and wrong. Live from Las Vegas. That's where I got to debate conventioners on the Las Vegas Convention Center floor, mostly liberals, a lot of fun. And then morality, the video Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, and Mount St. Helens. Now, this is a third-party video done by the Institute for Creation Research. Mount St. Helens shows us that canyons and rivers did not take millions of years to form, but they formed rapidly. You got to check out that video. And then divorce and remarriage. Bible verses that people have never heard of on the topic of divorce and remarriage. It's interesting. Pam Stenzel's Sex Has a Price Tag. Fabulous video warning people about premarital sex. Great for singles. Let's see. Bob Debate's Predestination. Oh, that's a fun one. You got it. Video Fruitcake. Oh, boy. Hey, these are fun. 1-800-8-N-YARTS. 1-800-836-9278. All right. Now we got a little bit more time here. A little bit more time. And then we're back to the show. And right now, only people listening on the internet are hearing this break. So what do we got going here? I just want to look for the latest news on the war. The Democrats, they're just so stupid. The Democrats are stupid. Okay, we know that. Let's see. What else have we got? Maybe we could do some of that. Israel warns websites on war coverage. Well, we're going back on the air. We'll see if we're going to do that story or not. Welcome back. Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Israel has warned website editors, webmasters, that if they put up anything on their websites that's treasonous, in other words, giving information to Iraq that could be used to help kill Israelis, that if you put up information that could pose a threat to the security of the state of Israel, that they may take legal action against you. That's interesting. Oh, and then the Democrats. Are the Democrats stupid or what? Today, they were accusing Republicans of trying to, they're complaining about the cost of the war and the budget and tax cuts. And they're just, I'm not a fan of the Republicans, but the Democrats are just so stupid. Sometimes they make me wish I were a registered Republican, but just sometimes, and they don't, though. All right, let's go to the phones in New Orleans, 1-800-836-9278. Deborah, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, ma'am.
I'm calling about this, you know, all this crazy reaction from these liberals that I'm seeing on television, on Fox News, and the different news stories. Did you see this panel that and one of the members of the panel is this teacher who compared Osama bin Laden to
George Washington.
Yes, to George Washington.
Right.
The panel now wants to charge our president with criminal injustice.
Oh, because we're liberating the Iraqi people?
Because of the war.
Right. We're liberating the Iraqi people. And the prediction we've made on this show for a long time, Deborah, is that the Iraqi people are going to thank us for freeing them from the brutal tyranny of Saddam Hussein.
Well, of course. They couldn't wait for us to get there.
Yeah. Well, you know, 12 years ago, we let them down because of the idiotic UN.
Amen.
And public pressure. And because George Bush Sr. didn't have enough wisdom to know what should be done.
Yes.
We allowed the Iraqi people to stay in 12 more years of misery.
Of misery is right.
Right, and it would have cost.
Do you know what I see as a result of all this, Bob? I don't know if you see it. I don't know if any of your listeners see it. But as I'm watching all of these nuts come out of the woodwork.
Right.
Because of this war.
Yeah.
What it's showing me is that It's drawing a line down the middle of this country, okay?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is shining his light on all these crazy communist liberals.
Yeah.
And what I see coming down the pike, which I really don't want to see for our country.
All right.
But if this keeps going in the mode that it's going in, we're going to see a revolution here in our country.
Well, Deborah, this has been going like this for as long as I could remember. Do you remember the 60s?
Oh, yes.
I remember. I mean, I was born
in
the
50s. I was just a kid, but still.
Yeah, but I read about it.
Right.
I guess they say if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. But anyway, I remember about the 60s, and there were battles like this about issues as serious as this. In fact, the same was true during the 70s and 80s and 90s. So I'm not sure what you mean. The liberals, the left, those who hate God, not only are they inane and shrill, but they mostly they have a lot more influence than we do.
Well, I think I was probably too young to have an eye to see it.
Yeah.
Like I see it, you know, today.
Deborah, you're more aware of it.
Right.
But when it comes to things like wars, when you have brutal tyrants who are mass murderers, they out of their greed and lust for power and wealth, they invade innocent neighbors and murder thousands or over a million people. When things like that happen, then the liberals, they get put back a bit because they believe people are basically good and there's no need for a military.
Right.
There's
no
need for force. Right. It's ignorant. So in times of war, liberals lose their momentum and conservatives gain momentum. But it's a bit cyclical. And also we have strength on things like this, but on homosexuality and abortion and evolution.
Do you know
and
that
socialism,
the World Court since it's open?
What?
The World Court. Okay.
The
World Court was established and now opened, I think it was March 3rd.
In The Hague.
Yes.
Right.
Do you know that the arm of that court, how long it is, that they're saying, now I don't know, you know, we're a sovereign nation, but they're saying that it's going to get to a point.
Well, who's saying this?
Well, this is just kind of hearsay in there and things I read and things
right.
I hear on the news.
Okay, well, things you,
they're
you
know. They're saying that
yeah.
The arm of that court could reach to you and I, Christians, who try to preach against homosexuality, anything that's not politically correct.
Yeah, well, ultimately, that's where the UN is moving, that if you say homosexuality is a sin, as in Canada, you don't have the free speech rights to say that. You cannot broadcast that. You could be severely punished for saying homosexuality is wrong.
Right, that we could
sin.
Be brought before this.
And in our country here in America, there have been many instances where city governments have tried to pass laws about giving rights to homosexuals to make it a hate crime to condemn homosexuality, to refuse to hire or to rent out a spare bedroom to a homosexual.
Well, I guess we're all going to, in August, you know, they're having that Southern Decadence here in New Orleans again.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a big prayer march the same time that this Southern Decadence is going on for this weekend. We've got
all
churches
right.
coming in
all right. well,
from
good.
All over
Deborah,
the country.
Hey, I'm glad you guys, Christians, are fighting.
Yes.
They're in New Orleans. But, you know, the thing like the World Court in The Hague, it's bad. It's a huge mistake. It's a problem. But it's like about 1,000 other bad problems in the last 50 years, it's not the thing that's going to, you know, change everything. It's just part of the whole mess that we're in.
Correct.
I wouldn't panic over the World Court in The Hague.
Oh, I'm not.
No. Right. Hey, thank you so much for your call.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
God bless you. I appreciate that. 1-800-8-N-Y-A-R-T. That's 1-800-836-9278. So the war is going well. Now, the plan originally was, if we could discern what's going on and what was to happen, the shock and awe bombing and the cruise missiles and the bunker busters and all the JDAM bombs and the stealth fighters, all that was supposed to happen 2 days later. But because of an apparent target of opportunity, we decided to go in quickly and early and target where we had heard that Saddam and perhaps his sons were sleeping overnight. What are their names? Queasy and Fumi? Is that Saddam's sons? And both were criminals in their own right. In fact, even apparently more brutal than Saddam is himself, which does make sense. And so we find out, well, they might be here. And so we drop a couple bunker busters that have the ability to penetrate 30 feet through reinforced concrete and then explode, which is awesome. I'm glad we have those. And so then the question is, what happened? And the Pentagon has said publicly that there are questions about the leadership in Iraq right now. Who is calling the shots? And certainly it could be that Saddam Hussein is still alive. In fact, this could all be some kind of a ploy that he's pulled off. He may be the one who leaked information about where they might have been for who knows what reasons. But I tell you, the Saddam Hussein who gave that speech yesterday, that's not the Saddam Hussein I know. He looked weird. Now, maybe he's a Saddam Hussein that just got woken up by a bunker buster next door. Maybe that's why he was a little disheveled with the weird glasses and reading the handwritten speech and pausing and hesitant, not like the bold, smooth Saddam we all know and hate. So I don't know what's with that, and our government doesn't seem to know exactly what's up. But you know what's really interesting to find out today, as we did, that the rumors about Tariq Aziz having defected on Monday, you know, the foreign minister of Iraq, the rumors that he defected or perhaps he had committed suicide, that those rumors, which were pretty quickly squelched, but they went around the world, and they were squelched when Tariq Aziz went on live television and said, "The rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated." But it turns out that our own government may have produced that rumor, that we leaked that information to foreign press. We have a law here in America that even during warfare, the military will not send out disinformation to the American media. That's only allowed during campaigns. Only during political campaigns can they intentionally release disinformation to the American media. During the wars, they can only do that to the foreign media. But you get this backwash, and you know, so Al Jazeera reports it, whoever. And then the American networks, they all pick it up and report it, and it was widely reported. And I thought, oh, that would be so cool because I despise that guy. I always thought in the first Gulf War, why didn't we arrest him when we had our hands on him? Just because he's an ambassador. But at any rate, we've also blown up his headquarters. And one of Saddam's sons, the guy who's in charge of the military, his offices are burned to the ground. We'll be right back. Hey, Bob Enyart here. Live commercial break just for those listening on the internet. Hey, I got through quite a list of the videos on the break that airs on our affiliates. So that was cool. And we've been mentioning these videos. And, of course, you guys know the absolute best way to get the videos is right at the website, kgov.com. Just click on the upper right, shop online, get Bob's materials. And you could look at the videos. In fact, we'll be adding descriptions to the videos soon. We'll be doing that. You know, right now we should probably add these subtitles. Because we're actually having full descriptions produced for each of the videos. That's a project in and of itself, I'll tell you. But we've got these subtitles of, you know, three or four words up to seven or eight words. So maybe we'll add those so people get a little bit of a better idea. But, and I think you could actually read those subtitles, come to think of it. If you look at the video image, you enlarge the image, I think you could read the subtitles. So you get some idea, like Amy's call, that video. Well, that was where a woman was saying she was good enough to get to heaven on her own. And we had to take the gloves off and show her that she wasn't all that good. So anyway, she got saved. And then Terry's call, a homosexual who hated Christians until he got saved. He called in. Oh, boy, did we give it to him. Talk about taking the gloves off. And he was dying, no less. And then Megan's call, that was a young pro-abort woman. Ooh, that was an intense video. Wow. These were shows that they were dramatic, so we put them on the list. NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. So Iraq had denied that it had these missiles, and now it's confirmed that it fired missiles at Kuwait. That's cool. And the prisoners of war that we take, it turns out that the Pentagon has decided that they will be stripped naked because of the fears of suicide bombers wearing, you know, lethal charges strapped to their bodies. So they'll have to strip naked. And, hey, we do that to inmates in our jails here. No big deal. Let's see. Except that the problem here, well, it might be a problem there, too. Here, it's really gross here. You have female guards that, because of the stupid ACLU, what does that stand for, ACLU? Antichrist Legions of the Underworld? That the ACLU, you can't keep the female guards out of the male, you know, barracks. And so if the men are showering or dressing or naked or in the bathroom, the female guards, it's just not right. It's sick. And so maybe that'll happen out there in Iraq too. Boy, that'll scare those guys to, man, maybe they won't surrender as quickly. We better not tell them that. Okay, what else we've got going on here? So this story that Iraq confirms that it's fired missiles, that's a good one. Our number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, this is out by Reuters news agency. Today, Iraq has confirmed that they fired missiles at Kuwait after earlier denying they had done so. The Iraqi television network, the official Iraq's Central Military Command, said in a broadcast on their state-run TV that its units near the Kuwait border had pounded the dens of evil, treachery, and tyranny. across the border with missiles. So that's cool. Now, Kuwaiti officials said that Iraq fired at least two Scud missiles, but that they were intercepted by Patriots, though Iraq at the time denied having any Scuds. And, of course, Hans Blix is now saying Iraq could not have fired Scuds because we didn't find any. Now, is that a true quote? Did Hans really say that? What kind of a story is this here I'm reading? Oh, no, that part was made up. Sorry. So, and also that Iraq fired smaller Chinese-made missiles and the possibility that we may have struck down one of those. And if so, that would be really cool because they're faster and they travel shorter distances and lower to the Earth's surface. They don't go way up and then come down like Scuds, incoming Scuds. They go, you know, the best time to shoot down a Scud is before it reached its apex. While it's going up, it's a lot slower. And then when it starts coming down, much harder. So that's why our missiles, our anti-missile missiles, have to be so fast. All right, so that's some of what's going on in the war. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, Israel has a chief censor. Rachel Dolley is her name. She's the top government censor in Israel, and she put out a warning, especially for websites, that they might not be as familiar with the laws in the country, that you cannot publish information, traitorous information, that puts the security of the state at risk. I like that law. That's a good law. And so, you know, website owners, people on the internet, they fancy being completely antisocial and act as though they're subject to no laws and that no laws should apply to their behavior on the internet. And why is that? You know, child pornography is a crime against the child. It doesn't matter. The transmission medium doesn't matter. And slander, libel, it doesn't matter the transmission medium. And fraud doesn't matter the transmission medium. And treason doesn't matter. So this is cool. And, you know, as far as the chief censor, I don't know that you need one person who's officially the censor, but it should be against the law to, for example, produce pornography. That should be against the law, right? And it should be against the law to publish pornography, to sell it, to purchase it, to consume it. And so that kind of material should be censored. You know, supposedly we have laws in this country. I say supposedly. Laws like OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, where, like in hospitals, there has to be, you know, these layers of preventative care and dress and gloves and masks and boots and clothing and double-ply gloves in certain cases to protect people. And if you worked in an environment where in order to get paid you had to put yourself at risk, OSHA would come down on you like a ton of bricks. But why is it in the pornography industry that women get paid only if they put themselves at great risk of bodily harm? What's with that? How does that work? And with all the laws we have against sexual harassment, How is it? What if the phone company, what if AT&T told women who are applying to be saleswomen, well, we'll only hire you, we'll only pay you if you'll do sexually explicit things with our customers? There'd be a lawsuit, right? Be against the law. Well, why does Hollywood get to do that? Why does Hollywood get to say, we'll only hire you if you do sexually explicit things? What's with that? Why does Hollywood have the exemption from OSHA and from sexual harassment? What's with that? So anyway, Israel, they've got their chief censor on the job, Rachel Dolev. Go for it, Rachel. All right, that's good news. And as we're doing the show, I'm just glancing. I've been very interested in the news, the progress of the war, hoping all goes well. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Houston, Carl, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. I had a quick question for you about POWs and a comment about the celebration of the Iraqi people after our first strike this morning.
Yes, sir.
Just to sort of what you said earlier to support that, I've been listening to CBS Radio News today, probably from about 3 a.m. to about 12.
Oh, my, yeah.
So about noon, just about the war and everything.
Right.
And, excuse me. And I think, you know, they're always giving stats about Baghdad. It's 2,000 square miles and population 5 million, that sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, just to support their little idea about us killing civilians and stuff.
Right.
Well, one thing, I turned it to the radio dial to Rush's show, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Just for about 30 seconds.
And, all right.
And he gave a clip about a correspondent over in a Kurdish territory of Iraq.
Right.
And just the 10-second clip, you could hear music and celebration in the background.
Right.
It was a clip from when we first struck with the missiles this morning.
Right.
And that was really neat just to hear them, you know, celebrating that we're there to save them. That
yeah, in fact, the New York Times reported that lips were beginning to loosen, I believe, if I got the story right, even in Baghdad, where people are beginning to open up and say that they can't wait for the Americans to get there.
Yeah, it was just incredible. I listened to the news for about 9 hours, and you didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, any of that. But then on Rush, you got it right there. Thank you so much, Carl. We'll be right back. All right, Bob Enyart here, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's the call-in line, and it's also the line that you could obtain some of our materials. We were talking about the videos in the last break, and we've got audio tape albums, overview of the whole Bible, a lot of fun, a manuscript, the plot, the overview of the whole Bible, 330 pages. Unpublished best-selling manuscript. I wonder, what's the most copies that a manuscript has ever sold in history? Right? It's got to be a lot. Certainly before the printing press. So manuscripts sold well. But I wonder since, in the last century, because this is a manuscript and we're selling thousands of copies of it. So that's the plot. And then the videos, back to the videos. We went through about half the list before. We've got Bob on drugs. That's when a heroin addict called in. That was fun. Well, not for him, but. And then let's see here. Bob debates an evolutionist. That was Dr. Eugenie Scott, who by the end of the 1 hour show said, well, I don't debate. Well, that's obvious. Bob debates ACLU leader Jim Joy, the leader of the ACLU in Colorado. That's subtitled Christians 3, Liberals 0. And then confronting an atheist. And that video has a debate right smack dab in the middle of it. That's cool. And we mentioned Amy's call, Terry's call, Megan's call. Environmentalists lose a 10-year bet. And that bet, this is a good video, that bet was amazing. Paul Ehrlich, the guy who wrote The Population Bomb, he bet a conservative economist $500 that, was it $500? Yeah. That in 10 years, resources would be more scarce. You know, liberals think we're running out of everything. And the conservative economist said you could pick any five natural resources you want, and I'll bet you in 10 years they'll be more plentiful and they'll be cheaper. And the conservative won the bet. one 800 8 NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Well, the lines are full right at this moment. Wait till someone hangs up. But the now the BBC is reporting that 12 Americans have been killed and 4 British that they've died in a helicopter crash. And I wonder if that was a Black Hawk, or we'll find out. You know, I worked on the Apache helicopter back in the late 80s on software for the Apache with McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company. And I'm always so thrilled when the Apache plays a key role in our successful and justified military operations. But helicopters are extremely dangerous as compared to other aircraft. So this sounds like a tragedy, and we'll find out more, of course. All right, let's, before we get to Compton, California, let's go back to finish with in Houston. Carl, go right ahead.
Yeah, the transport helicopter that just went down, that's kind of fitting about my question. POWs?
Yeah.
It seems that if putting people in prison for crimes here in the U.S., if that's not a biblically sound thing to do, it seems that, to me, just reasoning through what should be done with people who are captured or who surrender, I would think, shouldn't it be a pretty universal death penalty?
Well, I don't think so. When you've got wars, there are thousands or even millions of people who sometimes don't even have enough information to know. Now, sometimes it's not true, but don't even have enough information to know whether or not a war is justified or not, whether they believe their country was attacked and they might be the aggressors. On the other hand, you've got people who are cowards and afraid to stand up, so they're in the army, but they weren't going to kill anybody. And so as a general rule, through history, governments have recognized that while you may try and execute generals and military officials and political leaders for wars, you don't just universally execute all soldiers.
Well, it just seems that if they pick up a gun, they should have the knowledge, you know, before they do that of, you know, I'm gonna start shooting at people or put on this uniform and support this person. I'm not sure what they're
right.
Criminal.
Well, let me ask you this question. Let's say you're in a country where information is not freely available, and everything you've known your whole life, the countries around you are your enemies and they want to kill you. And now the leader says we have to go to war to defend our country. And so you go. You're responsible for what you know. That's for sure. You know, we know that. You're responsible for what you know. Unless you're intentionally ignorant, then you're responsible for more. But so because of that, mankind has generally never said you kill all soldiers of an invading army. And I tend to think that there's wisdom in that, although, you know, if you want to email me a full argument rebuttal, I'd be happy to read it.
Okay, I might do that.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Very much. Appreciate that. Now let's go to Compton, California. Johnny, speak your mind. 1-800-8-NYART.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy.
It's a real tragedy to hear about those soldiers dying. And it goes along with what my subject was. Because, you know, I was watching the war coverage yesterday, and it was pretty exciting watching your guys go in there and do our things and how sophisticated we are and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when I was watching today, it was just getting too discouraging because they were showing the anti-war protests.
Oh.
And I'm the kind of guy who I like to logic on just about everything. And I'm trying to figure out what these guys' logic is. I mean, they just go out there and just say, no war, no war. Everything I see is no war.
Right.
But yet, I mean.
Well, some are pacifist, right? Some are functional pacifist, where they say they support war, but they never do in reality. Others are, like, Democratic leaders are pacifist whenever Republicans are in charge. So there's all kinds of motivations. And basically, though, if 23 million Iraqi people live out the rest of their lives under the tyranny of Saddam and then Queasy or Fumi or one of his kids, that doesn't bother them all that much as long as we don't have to use force to free them.
Well, that's a good point. But if there are some of these people who don't have their opinion based on party lines, usually their argument is that they're afraid about human life being, innocent human life dying.
Right.
And the purpose, I mean, I don't really know how to respond to them in the best way.
Well, you can respond to them 100 valid ways, but you can't win an argument with stupid. You just can't. So if we didn't want to take the chance of killing innocent people, then the Nazis would rule Europe and Africa.
What would you call the Pope then? Now the Pope,
I would call him wrong.
Okay, well, the Pope, he denounced the sanctions against Iraq, saying it was basically killing the people.
Right.
But then he opposed the war. So what would he propose we do with a regime like Iraq?
Right. Well, obviously not do anything concrete like save 23 million people.
So is the Pope a pacifist?
Well, a functional pacifist, I would say. If in this instance, with the cruelty of Saddam Hussein, who tortures his enemies, kills them, rapes their women, their wives and daughters and sisters, to put fear into the hearts of the men, and so that his armies will obey him. If the Pope can't see that we need to use force against this murderer who's responsible for over 1 million people being killed, well, then the Pope is not worth much.
Right. And surely you've heard about the plastic shredder treatment, too, that some of these people.
Yeah, we mentioned that on the air here a couple nights ago.
Right. That's pretty sick. Well, Bob, I'll let you move on to the other callers, but can I ask you just one quick question, please?
Yeah.
You used to have your sermons on the site.
Yes.
Now, I used to love those things, but you don't have them there anymore.
The sermons from Denver Bible Church, they are a lot of fun. It's such a blast. We don't have them on the site for a number of different reasons, mostly labor, difficulty, and to run the site is a lot more expensive than when we started. In fact, right now we're at about $6,500 a year for all the data, all the MP3 files we put up there and all the bandwidth. So anyway, people can order them, the monthly sermons. Now, it costs money to do that. Everything on the web is free. But you can order the sermons by calling us up or going on the web and putting in an order. For $24.95, you get mailed the monthly sermons.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob, and God bless you.
Johnny, I appreciate your call. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now the lines are open. All right. Hey, that was CH-46 helicopter went down apparently with mechanical problems, and it certainly could be dust-related. Certainly could be. And so, well, that's sad. Now, here's the Guardian on the web. Guardian out of the UK. Baghdad under cruise missile attack. UK and US Marines fight way to Basra. Initial Iraqi resistance light. Oil fields set ablaze. Donald Rumsfeld promises force never seen before. That is, unless the Iraqi military surrender before we light the fuse. It's possible, but of course you don't expect or plan that way. But so it'll be interesting to find out what has actually happened with those bunker busters we dropped on the site where Saddam and his two sons, his two murderous sons, were supposedly sleeping. That'll be very interesting. All right. So we've got the anti-war protesters in Iraq putting up more of a fight against McDonald's than they did against the Nazis and Disney, right? Remember Euro Disney and the French up in arms against Disney? Not for homosexuality or perversion, just because it's not French. And then the French also hate McDonald's. And so the protests today, they did not stop Saddam, the French anti-war protesters. They didn't stop the war, but they destroyed a McDonald's in Paris. How's that? That's because they're peace-loving people. They're the beautiful people. Oh, brother. And then they've got in San Francisco, must be homosexuals out there, they've got their shock and hurl anti-war protest where they're throwing up in public. Shock and hurl. I guess they're scheduling these just after closing of the gay bars in the Castro district. Might as well. Hey, if you're going to do it anyway, might as well do it for a cause. All right. And it's also good that Americans are staying rational. There's no panic purchasing of gasoline that would send the prices up higher. In fact, prices should be coming down. Certainly, wholesale prices of oil are coming down. But because of the way the market works, it's longer for lower prices to hit the pumps than higher prices. That's the way it works, but that's the way it should work. I mean, that's the way you do it, right? If you were running the business, when your supplies, when the cost of your supplies increased, you raise your prices immediately. And then if the supplies went down, you'd wait a little bit of time to make sure it's a real trend, right? Wouldn't you do that? That's what I would do. That's what the gas stations do. They're not evil. They're just businesses. Well, they might be evil, but the whole world is evil, except for the Christians. This is Bob Benyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.